Welcome to the Parkway Life Church podcast. Thank you for taking time to let God's Word impact you. You're always encouraged to know God is touching lives through this ministry. Please visit parkwaylife.com to let us know. You can also hit the Giving tab to sow into the ministry that you are experiencing. Now, prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
I want you to look at this scripture that he's about to throw on the screen. And look where I'm getting all this from. I'm not just making this stuff up. This all came out of this text. It talks about, now it shall spring forth. Look at there, I've amplified it. This is the text I read earlier to you. But it says, now it shall spring forth. We've already preached about the former things and not considering the things of old. And then it says, behold, I will do a new thing. But it says, now it shall spring forth. It didn't say, one day it's going to happen. I hear a lot of people, I have heard for so long that I'm a little weary of hearing this. God's going to send us revival in the last day. I'm so weary with that. And I appreciate that, and that's awesome and excited. But it somehow eliminates maybe you and I don't know, from the revival. I want to have revival. Now. Everybody say now. Now is the time. He wants to do something now. Now it shall spring forth. I like what the way the new NLT says this part right here. It says this. It says, see, I have already begun. In other words, what you're waiting for to get started, he's already started. He's already in the middle of while you're going, he's going, man, I've already started. We're not catching up on last year's fashion here. God's in the creative business, and what he's doing now, he's already got going, and you're just catching up. Now it shall spring forth. Are you looking ahead to where it is? The new thing is not behind you, but it's in front of you. You don't underestimate the amazing things God has placed in you and what they can become when they spring forth in your life. The next thing I want to preach is this. Believe the vision. Believe the vision. When God makes a declaration, there is often a challenge connected with it, and the challenge is to believe what he's already said. Will you believe it? Can you lay hold to it? Can you grasp it? Can you see it? Now I want to share where I'm getting this from, and I want to go back to the text here again. It says, shall you not know it? I amplify that for you. Shall you not know it? Listen to what the NLT says. Do you not see it? In other words, do you not see it? Do you not see the vision that's already laid out in front of you? Do you see the vision? Do you believe the vision? Do you see it? It takes a spiritual eye to see something that God is doing and springing forth. That's why on Wednesday night was very, very, very organic at this church. Very organic. I beg you to make Wednesday night a part of what God's doing, because it's our dot one just as much as Sunday. And God is springing up something. And I'm telling you, Wednesday night, something happened organic. And if you were here Wednesday night, say amen. Amen. It was something organic that started taking place. I didn't even plan it. In fact, I had an entire message, and I still got most of that message, because it just went off the charts and off the chain. And I listened to about half the podcast this week, and then I turned it off because I thought, my God, I was pitiful. I didn't have a good layout. I didn't have anything. It just kind of happened. But those that were here caught the vision, and they saw the vision. And can I just say here something here today? I'm casting vision of you today that tells you that we're not through yet at Parkway. We're not through at Parkway. We want to see greater things than we've ever done. God's going to do greater things than he's ever done. It's not over yet. How many of you want to see God do something in your family and in your church like he's never done? Like you've never seen happen.
In other words, what is like you've never seen happen? You've got to catch the vision. You've got to catch the vision. When I preach revival in this church, it means you've got to have revival in your house. You can't wait. Well, they have revival out there. I hope I catch up. No. We have revival in the church when Greg and Tammy Littlefield and Mike and Matthew have revival at the Littlefield house. We're all waiting on you. No, it's when every single family starts having revival in it. That when you wake up, that you give something to God, that you devote something to God, that you don't want the normal, you don't want the average, but you're looking, you're hungry. Is anybody still hungry in this house? And I'm going to be preaching in September, the weekend after Labor Day, I'm going to start Dream Street, and we're going to be talking about hungry and getting hungry. So if you think you've heard the last of this message, it ain't over. We're going to kick it off in September and really stir up. And I'm telling you right now, I'm praying, God, what do you want me to do? I drove by Boys Haven this week and I thought, we've got two vans that sit every Sunday morning in our parking lot. And Boys Haven, they've asked us last year, if you'll provide the rides, we'll bring these kids to church. And I have sit on my honk. You'll figure out what that is. And not figured out and try to cast that vision in this church to get these boys. Can I just tell you, God's doing a new thing. And if I got to get up on Sunday morning and go get them myself, God's doing a new thing. We have got to get hungry. We've got to get thirsty. We've got to get, I wish somebody would get behind what I'm saying here today. Come on, get up off of your feet and feel the unction and the power of what God's speaking in this place. There's power in this place. There's anointing. He's claiming it. He's claiming it. He's doing a new thing. Behold, a new thing. A new thing. A new thing. Turn around and say, a new thing. Wait. Say, behold, a new thing. You may be seated. You're right, Solomon. You're right, Solomon. I got you now. I didn't get it, but I got it now. You said there will be nothing new under the sun. Exactly. I understood. Now, you were in a backslidden place, and you said that. But now I see it. There is nothing new under the sun because you're under the wrong sun. You have got to get your eyes off of everything you've created and all your wisdom. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. And all of that's about you. And just for a minute, get your eyes on Jesus, who is the author, the new thing, the finisher of your faith. He is the creator. He has the ability to do something new in your life. But the reason that the new things happen, even after Solomon and all of his wisdom said those things, is because Jesus came in a new way, and we got our eyes off of self, started looking at Jesus, and the greatest revival busted out in the world. Can I just tell you something? God wants to do something new in your life. You've got uncles, and you've got aunts, and you've got in-laws, and you've got outlaws, and you've got people you work with that all that need Jesus so bad. I just got to tell you, we have got to get hungry again. We have got to see the vision again. And I'm casting vision here today. You know what the Bible says? People die for a lack of vision. And I'm casting the vision, but you got to see it. Do you see it? Do you see it? Do you see it? You see it. The next thing is follow the new road and the new river. Oftentimes, an upward winding road follows the path of a river. In God's economy, where there are roads, there are rivers. In other words, this, with God's purpose comes his provision. When God lays it out, he always supplies. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, testifies of the new thing that God has begun, is doing. It says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a, come on, say it with unction and passion. He is a what? New creation. Look at here. Old things have passed away. When you found Jesus, old things have passed away. And what? Behold, all things have become
new. He said, behold, there's a new thing that's happening in you. When you dedicate your life to Christ, there is something in you that begins to spring up and develop in your spirit that he said this, I'm going to do something so beautiful in you that I am going to carve out a new road and a new river for your life. It's time for us as the church to step into all of the promises of God for you. Trust in the ability for God to bring them to pass. Go and change your world. Go and make a difference. You say, Pastor, when you say go change your world, it sounds so big and so general and so vague. I say go change your world. The people you influence, the people, the places where you fish, the places where you reach out and touch the lost. Change your world. You've got to change your world. I've got to change my world. Are you expecting God to do a new thing? Are you expecting it? That may seem overwhelming for you if you consider your present circumstance, but you've got to take courage. God has made a way. He's carved a road. Throw that text back up, my original text. He's carved a road to lead you and position rivers of influence and provision all around you to refresh your life. If he said this, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Rivers of living God water will brim and spill out of the depths of anyone who believes in me this way, just as the scripture has said. That's John 7 and 38. It's not on the screen, but write it down, please. Write it down. It's powerful. He said, I'll do something in your life. I'll change your life. I want to do something, but you've got to believe. You got to believe. You got to believe. Scott, I need you to come up here and I need you to get ready. Michael, come up here. Carmen, Dina, I'm just calling just random. I'm just having fun. If you think we've got everything planned at this church, no. Do you think I make them very nervous? Yeah. But we're just going to have fun for just a minute. I don't even know what we're going to do yet. I'm ready to start wrapping up. And here we go. Now that's what I want you to do. Who's my drummer today? Huh? Hunter? Come on up, Bubba. Come on. Go over there. Go. If you're hunting, go find. There you go. Get in there. Jimmy? Who's the rest of my guitarists and my folks? My folks, my peoples, my dream team, the awesome folks. I'll take some more singers if you got them. Hey, y'all had a song planned, didn't you? You can go with that one. I'm cool with it. I don't care what you do. You ready? I don't want you to sing like you've sung the song 4,000 times. I don't want you to do that. I want you to sing like you're beholding something. Because that's my next point. This is my last thing. It's number 7 on the list. It says this. What are you beholding? What are you beholding? So behold, I'm doing a new thing. What are you beholding? Singers today, what are you beholding when you sing today? What am I saying? The truth is that we become what we behold. I want you to throw this scripture that's after that. The next slide, please. Look at this. Remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. But then he stops. He says, behold. Behold. Somebody say, behold. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I've preached all this now. I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I'll blow your mind. I'll create things that are not even there. I'll make provision. I'll do it all for you. But this is the key factor right here. Behold. Let me tell you what behold means. If I was saying in modern day lingo, I would be going, wow. Wow. This is what he said. Wow.
means to stand in awe or amazement. I want y'all to come stand up here, right here, right here. And I want y'all to all get on your mics there. And I want you to just say, wow. Ready? One, two, three, go.
Wow.
All right, say it like you like with passion. You ready? One, two, three, go.
Wow.
You hear it? It's got a little bit of, I mean, it makes you want to turn around and go, what did they see? Behold. Say it with me. Behold.
Behold.
Wow. There's an awe. There's going, what? There's a new thing. There's this awe, this miraculous, this awe and wonder, this amazement, the miraculous. Wow. Behold. In your life, he's saying, wow. This is what I want you to do. I want you to expect new roads of opportunity. Wow. New possibilities in your life. Wow. You got to see it. You got to behold it. Unusual miracles in your life. Wow. New horizons. Places yet untouched in your life. Wow. I never thought of it like that. I never saw it like that. Wow. Amazing new perspective when I open up the Word and He begins to speak to me. And I stop and I go, wow. Behold. He's doing a new thing. Behold, put your faith in God and speak new things into the wilderness or the deserts and the seasons of your life that are dried up. I need you to stand up in the middle of a desert that's dry as it can be and say, behold, wow, I'm in awe of you, God. I'm blown away. I thought that was dried up. I thought my family members would be forever lost. I thought my kids, there's no way they would come back to God. Wow. I speak water into a desert in the name of Jesus. I speak that you get your building crew out and start making roads in the middle of nowhere in my life. Come on, Chris, get a wow back in your spirit. Come on, we got to get a wow back in there. Come on, Chris, a wow. You're a young man. How old are you? 20. Oh, my God. Wow. Look what God's got, Chris. Look what God's got, Cameron. Look what God's got, guys. Wow. Wow. Not, oh, me. Oh, my. Oh, God. I got to go to church again on Sunday. No, God's looking for people that go, wow, I get to bring my family. Maybe I'm being a little partial here, but to the greatest church on the planet. That would be a good time to clap. You got to believe, wow, wow. Dylan, wow, look what God's doing in you, man. I heard your story this week, you and your sweet wife. Wow, wow. Raised. I don't have to go in the background. Didn't even know there was such a thing as the Spirit. And then she met Dylan. He started telling her about the Spirit. Wow. Oh. In the middle of the desert, he starts forming the road. And he never forms the road that he don't provide a provision running next to the road. Man, I'm preaching today to somebody. He performs, gives the provision next to the road. I said it Wednesday night. We need $550,000. I'm not about to take up an offering. Don't get nervous. We need $550,000 at least to do what we need to do to get our buildings to the place for our next step in revival. We need it. We've raised, not by beating you over the head, but you've just given. You just give. And we've set back enough money to work a big part of this project down there. But we still got some things left on the bone down there. We still got some things. They're asking for us to put sprinklers in. And it's like $180,000. And we weren't expecting that. And because it was an older building and all these things are getting. And I can sit back and go, oh, me. I want to bust these walls out. But when I do that, I got to fix the AC. And I got to get more sound in here. I got to change the structure of the screens. It always has a ton of stuff
to it. And I got to do all this stuff. And so to do and finish what we need, I need at least $550,000. And I, as a pastor, walked too many times in the last month, 2 months, 3 months, walking these aisles. And you just got to understand, walking these going, oh, me, God, what am I going to do? Oh, me, God. Oh, God, what are we going to do? Oh, me, oh, me. And I believe God's telling me, Nathan Keating, I'm sick of the oh, me's. I need you to start speaking some beholds. 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 Behold, some of you didn't clap because you're nervous. I'm going to take an offer. Get over it. I'm not going to ask you for anything. Behold, God's going to do something special. He's going to do something unique that only God can get credit for. Not a Keating, not a Scobie, not a Pippin, not a Popek. Man, but I'm going to tell you, God's going to get the glory. We're going to make his name famous again in the golden triangle. He's going to get the glory. I need a behold. I need a behold. Do you see it, man? Do you see it, David? Do you see it? A behold. David, you walked in here how many years ago? 3. You walked in here. And Cameron, his first weekend, a shy guy that didn't connect with a lot of people. The first weekend. I'm not telling you something I'm making up. You've told me. You've told me. You've told me, Holly. He walked in here and the first weekend, he felt somebody speak behold over him. And let me tell you about it. Now God's stirring up a gift within him. I don't know what God all has for him. He's stirring up a gift. He's bringing out a calling. You know why? Because what the devil said you were shy and backward, God spoke a behold over. Behold. 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 You see? You just can't say, God's going to do a new thing. Don't leave out of here today and go to Piccadilly. Oh, yeah, we don't have those, whatever. And say, well, what did he preach about? Well, God's going to do. He's going to do a new thing. Don't say that. You've got to put a behold on the front of it, because the behold puts it up in your language and vocabulary. It puts it in your spirit. It makes you speak it. Not what did he preach to you today. Behold, I'm saying from my house and my family, behold, I see it. I'm in awe. I see the vision. God's going to do a new thing. And when that happens, my message, my voice goes quiet and yours comes alive and you start speaking and becoming the preacher on the side of the street of the road you live on that starts speaking revival into brokenness and things that are down and destroyed over addictions. What are you going to say over that addiction? I'm going to say, behold, God's going to do a new thing. What's God going to do in the King house? Come on, Dana, you ready? Behold a new thing in the Keating house. What's God going to do in the Kellum house? Behold a new thing. What's God going to do over here, Steve and Sharon? Come on, stay with me. Behold. You ready, Steve? Let's go. Behold. Come on, give me a fist. Behold. There we go. Behold. Macy. Behold. Come on, girl. Behold. Come on, do it like you play soccer. Yeah, where's Paige? Oh, she's in Parkway Kids. Behold, Jerry, Spring, man. Come on, you ready? You and Brian, you ready? Come on, 1, 2, 3. Oh, Brian. When I played racquetball with you, you wanted to beat me so bad, you didn't act like that. Come on, you said, behold, I'm gonna beat him. I said, not today, devil. Behold, Jerry, you're doing great in your business. You love the church. You ready? Here we go. I love it. Behold. Behold. Matt and Cody, come on. Behold. I love it. Dwayne, behold. I claim it in the authority of the name of Jesus. Behold. Now, I want you, I know you see it. I know it. I trust you believe it. Now I want you to turn to your neighbor and look at him right in the eye. And I want you to say, behold, God wants to do a new thing in your life. Behold. Behold. Come on. Here, let me. I know I got y'all up here, but hold on. Listen. Behold. Listen to this. Behold. The addiction has got to die. Behold. God is doing a new thing. Behold, the destruction in our home has got to be finished and God raise up and do a new thing. Somebody said, behold. Behold, the pew that I'm sitting on that's got an empty spot next to it. Turn around and look at it if you got one near you and just speak a behold over it because there is somebody that needs Jesus that needs to be sitting there and speaking in prophetic, say, behold, this place will be filled in Jesus' name. Please do that. Would you do that? I'm going to speak it right here. Behold, and I know these are usually full, but it's summertime, but I'm going to speak it anyways. Behold, behold, God, give us ever ethnicity, give us every color, give us every race, give us every, God, send us the fat, send us the skinny. Send us the fat, send us the skinny, send us the rich, send us the poor, send us the middle class. God, there's only one thing that we need them to do. We need them to be hungry. And when they walk in this room, they're not just looking for the coolest church in town. They're looking for a church that they know that there's a behold being spoke over them. Behold, 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 behold. I love you. Behold, speak it over your family. Behold, Bobby, I'm up amongst you, Rhonda. Behold, God, thank you for sending this couple right here. Man, I went to lunch with them a couple Sundays ago. He said, Pastor, God sent me here for such a time as this. He's sending people, this church, talented, anointed, godly people that are ready to serve and do something for God. Just behold, behold, behold. I know I'm going a little bit crazy here this morning. Behold.